Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Sri Ganesan, the CEO and founder of the fast-growing customer onboarding platform Rocket Lane, a purpose-built SaaS product that helps businesses by replacing generic project management and document collaboration tools with a unique, unified workspace. And Sri, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell me, for starters, what is customer onboarding and what kind of companies are using this platform?
Sure. So when you think of any technology or software product being sold to a B2B, mid-market or enterprise customer, there's a whole journey involved from the time the deal was closed to the customer actually getting value out of the product, right? So you need to implement your software or you know, your product. You need to configure it the right way. You need to integrate with other systems in that environment of the customer. You need to train them to take advantage of your offering. So there's this whole project that you need to execute on collaboratively with the customer. And that's what we call as a customer onboarding project. And those projects are what we help you run on Rocket Lane. So if you're selling to mid-market or enterprise, Rocket Lane becomes a way for you to execute in a consistent manner within a given time frame. You know, take it as a project and ensure everything gets done. You have your methodology of how you get customers to value. You can templatize that methodology and execute on it time and time again. And that's what we facilitate. Customers include folks like Clari, Mixmax, Vidyard, Pave, a whole bunch of SaaS companies that are selling to enterprise and mid-market customers.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome to me. And thanks for giving us some of the highlights on not only the platform, but what customers are using it and what is customer onboarding. That's a big help. Tell me also, how did you champion a new category in the midst of a once in a century pandemic? I'm sure listeners would like to hear some details on that.
We didn't necessarily know the pandemic was coming when we decided to get started. So early 2020 is when we said, hey, let's do this, let's build something new. And we were going about, figuring out what we were exactly going to build. We had the hypothesis around onboarding, but we were sort of testing it out. We were validating with CEOs, investors, CCOs, head of implementation, head of professional services at different companies to understand what each of them wanted out of offering in this space and whether it was like top of mind for them and so on. And once we had clarity that indeed this is something important, I think the pandemic made it, in our heads at least, made it a little more obvious that this is needed for a few reasons. One, a lot of SaaS companies started accelerating in their growth, which meant the new bottleneck for them was onboarding, right? Like they were selling, and then for them to go live with the customer, there was this gap that was building between the closed revenues and the live revenues. So onboarding was a new bottleneck. And, we said, it makes perfect sense. The board of these companies care about it. They are concerned that, customers are stuck in onboarding for longer than they should be. And of course, everything is now happening remote, which also meant, people used to deploy their team members in the customer location to get that implementation done faster. That was also not an option anymore, right? So in a sense, I think the pandemic gave us a little more confidence about this category.
Yeah, for sure on that, and some great information as well. Good stuff. Why does the customer onboarding category need to exist? Get into some of the reasoning behind that.
Right. I think I've probably repeated myself in a bunch of cases about this, but onboarding is the first partnership that the customer experiences with your team. Right? Like post-sale, it's the first thing that they experience. And that's also where they make the judgment on, are you a good partner to work with or not? So think of it this way. If you do a sloppy job during onboarding, your whole engagement with this customer is on the back foot right from there. The customer success team comes in, they're on the back foot. They need to still, you know, they need to do things to win the trust of the customer again. They can't do anything about expansion or renewal till the opportunity where the customer thinks, hey, something went wrong again. They're going to look to part ways with you if they had a bad impression early on. Versus if you did a stellar job during that initial implementation and onboarding journey, now the customer believes you're a great partner to work with. Even if you mess up down the line somewhere, I think they will give you another, you know, opportunity to fix things because, you know, that's how human psychology works, right? Like you make that snap judgment early on, and once you figure out, hey, this is a good partner, you will excuse them for something later. Versus if you thought of them as you know, a risky partner to engage with, then you're out of the door first time something goes wrong.
I certainly do appreciate your response and feedback there, and that certainly does nail it home for sure today. We're speaking with Mr. Sri Ganesan. He is the CEO and founder of the fast-growing customer onboarding platform Rocket Lane, a purpose-built SaaS product that helps businesses by replacing generic project management and document collaboration tools with a unique, unified workspace here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN. The Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Sri. What key use cases, verticals, and industries can you discuss, and any specific customers that you want to highlight here as well?
Sure. I think, you know, we are, I would say, vertical agnostic in the sense that anyone who has software that's going to take 3 or more weeks to implement needs a tool like Rocket Lane to collaborate effectively, hold each other accountable, like the vendor holding the customer accountable and vice versa, and really, you know, bring the right intensity into these implementation projects so that you, you know, finish them on time, get the customer to value faster, focus on expansion. I think it works really well for companies that have this, you know, motion of land and expand, because you landed, you know, get the customer to value quickly, and then you can focus on expansion from there. Your sales team can come and sell more. So it's a, you know, very lucrative proposition for them to, you know, use a tool like Rocket Lane to really, you know, make their expansion journeys faster, increase that NRR. But I think a few verticals where we have seen consistent success, I would say, anyone who's building like AI tooling, AI products for, you know, different aspects, there is a sense of, you know, you need to get data from the customer, you need to train that data, you need to validate it, and then you go live. So there is a little back and forth that typically happens with customers. Anything that's integrating into your CRM typically, right? So it could be revenue intelligence tools like Clari. It could be, you know, think of, let's say, marketing automation tools like MoEngage, WebEngage, all of these, you know, marketing automation, revenue tooling, etc. When you look at them, they need to be planned well, because, you know, you need, you know, someone driving that project to think through what are those, how do you want things to be set up so that your teams can continue to use this effectively in the long run, which means there is a lot of back and forth again with the customer to plan, solution, execute, integrate, migrate data. So I think that again becomes like a good category for us, right? And then when you look at verticals, I think supply chain and logistics is, you know, known for sort of hard projects, right? Like you need to integrate into ERP tooling probably, and that's always going to be hard. Or if you look at fintech as a vertical, again, we have a lot of interesting customers there, the likes of Chargebee and Mosaic.tech and so on, right? So I think fintech, again, known to have lengthy implementations. You know, people are afraid of changing tooling in these spaces because of bad experiences they've had in the past. But now I think the modern tools are showing that, hey, it's not just the tools that are modern, our implementation methodology is also modern, and we use software to drive the right intensity and the right experience during onboarding as well. And that these are areas where we are really able to shine.
Now, in addition, and if you don't mind, could you share the background story that was the genesis of co-founding Rocket Lane with your other two co-founders? I'm sure listeners would find that to be interesting as well.
Yeah, this is our second journey together as a team, right? So we did our previous startup as well together. So it's me, Sri. My two co-founders are Vignesh and Deepak. So Vignesh was my classmate from my undergrad days, but we also had overlap at Verizon and Rediff.com. So we worked together in two different places. And Deepak was Vignesh's childhood friend. And I've known him as well since 2001. So it's been like a little over a couple of decades now that we've all known each other. And I think that brings a certain familiarity. It brings a certain, I would say, openness and candor automatically, right? So we know each other so well that we can yell at each other today and go back to, focusing on work tomorrow. It doesn't bother us at all. And we can have really open debate about things, right? We can challenge each other without fearing, you know, what it would do to the relationship because the bonds are so strong. And the last time we did a startup together, the previous startup was started in 2012, and it was just the three of us for the first 2 years. It's a very different journey from this time, where right now at the 2 year and a little bit mark, we have more than 60 people. We've raised like $21 million of funding versus last time we were bootstrapped. It was just the three of us doing everything. And I think when you go through ups and downs together, especially the downs, I think it really strengthens your relationship. And then we had a good outcome together. We got acquired by Freshworks in 2015. And I think that sort of also gave us like a equal footing. So we think about things similarly now. We have similar risk appetite. We know what each of us wants out of this business, what motivates us. So I think it makes for a great partnership. And the partnership is part of the reason I think we're even doing the startup, because we've been gifted with a good partnership now. And we got to learn a lot in our journey at Freshworks. So we wanted to put all those gifts that were given to us towards good use.
It's beautiful how it all comes together, isn't it? Awesome stuff. And I'm sure listeners are inspired to hear some of the backstory there. Now, also, how did your experience at Freshworks, you mentioned that earlier, Freshworks, how did your experience at Freshworks help prepare you for your role leading Rocket Lane?
Sure. So I think first and foremost, I think the experience we had at Freshworks, our product FreshChat got pulled into mid-market and lower end of enterprise pretty quickly. That was important for the Rocket Lane journey, because that's where we formed our hypothesis on what we are going to solve in the space of onboarding implementation, why it was important, because we experienced firsthand conversations getting siloed, split across Slack shared channels, spreadsheets, project management tools, emails, and so on, right? Like things were all over the place. Work was tracked in different places. Conversations happened in different places. And there was no one experience where, it was the most important part of the customer journey, but the customer centricity was just missing from the experience. So we thought, hey, this needs to change. And that was the genesis of, this idea itself, which we then obviously validated. But then I think the other things that the Freshworks experience did for us, one, it really highlighted the importance of your go-to-market motions, right? Because in the previous startup, though we had a whole bunch of interesting customers and so on, we had not done a ton of things on the marketing front. And this time we understood what momentum can feel like if we did good with our marketing. So we sort of started focusing on that early. This time we actually launched a community 9 months before we launched our product for folks in implementation and onboarding. And I think that's really, really helped us accelerate our go-to-market journey. Another thing we've done well, I would say, is build products slightly differently. We didn't launch an MVP. Again, something we learned from our Freshworks journey, that if you're going to target mid-market and above, don't put something that feels a little too much like a toy out there too early. Instead, take time to build the right product to sort of deliver on what you have as vision for your product, right? And so we took more than 10 months to launch the first version of our product, and it was not an MVP by any means. It was a full-featured, beautiful, mature product.
Mr. Gunnison, I can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today to introduce Rocket Lane, the backstory, some of the details on its creation, and timely on when you released Rocket Lane to the public, and all the details shared here today. Really appreciated. Tell us where listeners can get more information on Rocket Lane and how they could connect and be in touch accordingly.
Yeah, so our website is rocketlane.com, and you can reach out to me at sri@rocketlane.com. I'm also on Twitter, Sri Krishnan G, SRIKRISHNANG. Happy to be of help.
And of course, listeners, refer to the show notes for all links and other information and resources. Again, Mr. Gunnison, all the best, and hopefully we can catch up with you in the future with an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you and Rocket Lane.
Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Sri Gunnison, the CEO and founder of the fast-growing customer onboarding platform Rocket Lane, a purpose-built SaaS product that helps businesses by replacing generic project management and document collaboration tools with a unique unified workspace. And again, for all the details, visit rocketlane.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.